Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Friends, welcome to the Daily Inch.
Oh, hello.
While I'm away researching Murder Mile, here's a little treat to keep you entertained over the next 3 weeks. 15 little stories which are fun, rambly, informative, but not essential to listen to. Each story's been written and presented in a tongue-in-cheek way, and are not for the easily offended. Murder Mile returns on Thursday the 3rd of November, 2022. But until then, there's this. Number 7. The Poo-Stained Peeper. Privacy. It's something we all crave when the world is going a bit nuts, and we're surrounded by a group of numpties who you wouldn't trust to sit the right way on a toilet. Call it what you like. Me time, self-love, or simply 6 seconds without those little gits we decided to plop out in a moment of drunken madness. Also known as kids, who eat their weight hourly, leave a trail of destruction like their arse was handcrafted by a tornado, and who go through clothes like their skin is made of cheese graters. We all love a private moment where you can sit in silence and reflect. You know that moment when the door is shut, only silence is heard, and the only word to describe it is, ah. Whether you find peace on a lush green hilltop, or when you're curling down a bum nugget by dropping off Mrs. Brown's boys at the pool, that moment of privacy is exquisite. I mean, I rarely get any peace, except when Eva's passed out, and my ears are no longer ringing with their dulcet tones of, "Oi, slave! Hurry the f*** up with my f***ing super strength lagers! This bitch of a hangover's kicking in, and I've got a f***ing bastard behind my right eye." Because she's a classy lady. But then again, it's rare that she ever disturbs me during those odd moments of privacy that she allows. I mean, yes, most nights Eva watches me as I sleep at the foot of her diamond-encrusted four-poster bed, curled up at her gloriously majestic feet, and whimpering like a little puppy as she pats me on my big round belly, saying, "There, there, Strudel, who's a good boy?" Which is her nickname for me. And yes, occasionally, when Eva insists that I get undressed for the 50th time that day, by slowly removing my butler's uniform, an exact replica of Princess Leia's slave girl outfit from Empire Strikes Back, and into my uniform as her doting mantwat, as she calls me, dressed in nothing but a half pound of lard, a pot of hundreds and thousands, and a bow tie which spins when Eva's squealing gets to 156 decibels. She does allow me some privacy by shutting the door. Although I do often hear her peeping through the spy hole, breathing lustily, and cooing, "Ooh, aren't you a dirty little maggot?" But that, folks, is love. Therefore, it must be horrible when someone disturbs such an intimate moment. So consider yourself lucky that the following has never happened to you. Or has it? During the summer of 2011, The Hanuman Yoga Festival was being held in Boulder, Colorado. As a well-respected and popular yoga retreat, thousands of people paid good money to escape the rat race and head to the snow-capped hills to embrace some downward dog amongst fresh, clean air. Being a well-run event, the land echoed to the sounds of soothing music. The smell of scrumptious, healthy food wafted on the breeze. And to ensure that everyone had privacy in such a public space, they'd provided places to change, to relax, to sleep, and when needed, a place to pee and poo. It's nothing to be ashamed of. We all do it. Even the lentil-eating hippies, who think that shoving a large, sharp, purple crystal up their jaxes or foo-foo will make them calmer or happier. Yeah, right. To facilitate these ablutions, the organisers hired portaloos. Those nasty blue plastic cubicles, barely big enough for an average-sized person to stand up in, let alone sit down. Which look passable as places to piddle on day one. But by the time you get to day two, you end up having to dash in with your nose covered, fight off a swarm of flies, and hover about 2 feet above the seat for fear of contracting the plague. They're grim. But if you're quick in the bowel, it's doable. During the yoga festival, an unnamed lady felt the natural need to make herself lighter and used one of the portaloos. She entered the loo. She locked the door behind her and she pulled down her leggings. Only she was not alone. Hearing a strange sound coming from between her legs, the lady looked down, unsure of what she would see. And yet between her thighs, beyond the toilet bowl, and deep in the stinking bowels of the septic tank, she saw a face staring back up at her. Only this was not her reflection in the brown, rancid water. Having fled in terror and alerted security, with the portaloo surrounded on all sides, it had begun to shimmy and shake, as something began to emerge from within. Something heavy and something big. Lifting up the toilet bowl and peering down into the septic tank, which was barely 3 feet wide by 2 feet long and deep, security was shocked to see a man, curled up like a coiled snake, his semi-naked body neck deep in human waste. Only this was not an accident, as having a very specific sexual desire, he had crawled inside the toilet to watch and feel hundreds of women defecate on his face. Later arrested, 31-year-old Sky, whose real name was Luke Crisco, pleaded guilty to attempted unlawful sexual conduct, a misdemeanor count of criminal invasion, and 2 burglary counts. Wearing grey sweatpants and no shirt or shoes, no one at the festival was sure how long this 2-meter-tall, 6-foot-8-inch man had been hiding inside the toilet, or how many women he had watched having a poo. So the next time you're enjoying having a little bit of me time on the potty, count your blessings that you're all alone. The Daily Inch returns tomorrow. And of course, your regular episodes of Murder Mile return on Thursday the 3rd of November, or 3 days earlier via Patreon. Thank you.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news.
Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.